Chapter 11. Julia raced out of the bathroom just as Adela was about to pick up her cybofax. "I'll get it," she called over the shrill bleeping. She tightened the belt on her robe and threw away the big yellow towel she'd been drying her hair with. Adela shrugged and began to close the curtains. Torrential rain was beating against the thick windows. Julia dropped onto the bed and picked up the cybofax. Greg's face appeared on the screen. She flushed scarlet.
"Give me a moment, Adela, please."
Adela picked the towel off the carpet, giving her a meaningful look before closing the bathroom door behind her.
"Are we secure?" Greg asked.
Julia pushed back some of her hair. It was all rat tails. Why did he have to call when she looked like this?
"Yeah."
"Great. I know what the twist is."
Julia stared at him numbly.
"And you called me first?"
"Yeah. You see, I needed confirming before I go to Walshaw, or your grandfather, so I thought you could do some research for me."
"Me?"
"You uncovered the monolattice filament discrepancy. It's as much your discovery as mine. I thought you'd want to see it through."
"I do,"
she said quickly. "Commit Greg time, #2.
"Right then," Greg said. "It's a Luxembourg-registered company that has to be checked out. Can you do that for me?"
"Of course. But, Greg, what's the twist?"
He smiled, and she noticed how drawn he looked.
"I think the Memox crystals are being shipped down to Earth."
"Oh,"
was all she said, because the jolt sent her thoughts racing.
"Greg, the Sanger flights are well documented. Their cargo manifests are finalized weeks in advance. It'd be awfully difficult to sneak anything on board, certainly on a regular basis."
She didn't like puncturing his idea like that. He seemed so keen about it. But Greg's smile just broadened.
€48 million, Julia. When I took the case, we thought the crystals were being contaminated, dumped. But they're not contaminated, are they? They're perfect. For €48 million, it's worth trying to bring them down, even if you couldn't get away with it. Tell you, I try. If it's possible, those tech mercs will have done it. Maybe they've found a psychic who can teleport the stuff back to Earth for them."
"Teleport?"
she squawked in alarm.
"Old Mindstar joke, sorry."
"Ah."
The goosebumps on Julia's forearms began to settle.
"The thing is, to find the flights the crystals went down on, Event Horizon would have to run a computer search through past spaceplane flights up to Xanthus, say, over the period of a couple of months."
"God, Greg, do you know how many spaceplane flights rendezvous with Xanthus in one day, let alone a month?"
"Today there were 23. That's where my problem lies. I'm convinced it's happening, but getting Morgan Walshaw to mount an investigation on that scale, with just my intangible hearsay to go on, would be difficult. That's even if the space lines would cooperate and open their data cores to you, which is doubtful, and assuming the tech mercs haven't wiped the records anyway."
"So, what's this company you want me to check out?"
"The weak link. There's always one."
"I know," she whispered fervently.
"Yes? Well, anyway, Memox crystals, good or bad, are taken from the furnace modules to the servicing docks. From there, they're either loaded into a Dragonflight Sanger or included in a waste dump stack, depending on how the batch was coded. Ample scope there for hanky-panky.
Access High Steel #2. She fired off a tracer program as soon as the simulacrum materialized.
"It's a contractor,"
she shouted excitedly.
"Right. Event Horizon doesn't own any inter-orbit craft. There are 3 specialist transport companies based up at Xanthus to serve the manufacturers. You pay high shunt to move your cargo around and to perform your waste dumps."
"It's got to be them."
"No messing. Now, if you'd just care to prove it for me."
He was grinning at her. She beamed right back. It was like they had some sort of affinity bond or something. And she'd been the one he'd come straight to. Not Morgan Walshaw, not Grandpa. Her.
"Coming up," she said.
It wasn't even difficult. Event Horizon's Commercial Intelligence Division compiled a survey of every company they did business with. Large or small, each of them was scrutinized before the contract was finalized. Julia's executive code plugged her right in. High Shunt's Didal aspects expanded in her mind, a comprehensive listing of its history. Management structure, performance, assets, personnel. It was a respectable company, formed 8 years ago, good safety record. Developing as Xanthus grew. List ownership. A stream of banks, pension schemes, trust funds, and individuals flooded through her. giving percentages and acquisition dates. One of them leaped out at her as if it was haloed in flashing red neon. 32% of High Shunt was owned by the Di Girolamo family house.
Gotcha, Kendrick, she whispered.